This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Notwithstanding that Q2 dip we were just talking about a minute ago, the past couple of years, American consumers have generally been really resilient, by which I mean willing to keep on spending and in so doing driving this economy. Part of that has been, of course, pent-up pandemic demand, and part of it's been consumers having a lot of pent-up savings, money not spent during the early years of the pandemic. But those savings are running out, and they are running out soon. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what that might mean big picture.
People saved money in a lot of different ways during the pandemic.
Yeah, I was living in Milwaukee at the time. The cost of living was really low, so I was able to save a lot then.
I went back home to live with my parents.
Moved in with my boyfriend.
Aminata Ngom was in Wisconsin. Jordan St. Laurent was in Florida. David Liu was in New York. But when you look at data from the nation's bank accounts, anonymous data, as the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute did, turns out a lot of savings came from COVID relief payments from the government. Remember those?
After each one of those three rounds of payments went out, we saw balances really shoot way, way up.
Chris Wheat is president of the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute.
And after that third round in April of 2021 is really when those balances were at their absolute highest, more or less across income groups.
As people squirreled away cash, the personal saving rate went from about 9% in late 2019 to an all-time record high of almost 34% later in 2020. Luis Edgar Oliveira is a lead associate economist with the San Francisco Fed Research Department. He and a colleague estimated that the total amount of all those extra savings, savings above and beyond normal, peaked in the summer of 2021.
And that number, according to our estimates, is just beyond $2 trillion.
Since then, we have been spending down those savings.
Moving fees to come to Atlanta to start school and fees for school.
I ended up using some of that I found into buying a new apartment.
We kept our home and our sanity somewhat.
Aminata Ngom, David Liu, and Marge Egan. The personal saving rate fell to just 2.7% last year. It's now at 3.5. Using data available this summer, Oliveira and his colleague estimated we were spending down our excess savings by $100 billion a month earlier this year. And they say we're about to run out.
Well, our latest estimate points to the current quarter. That is the third quarter of 2023.
There are different estimates. Other Fed economists think extra savings already ran out earlier this year. Goldman Sachs analysts say they haven't run out, but we have spent about as much of them as we're going to. And the reality is, of course, different for different people. Some people saved plenty of money without government payments. Some needed those government payments just to get by and saved nothing. Brett Ryan is senior U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank.
You know, a good portion of that savings is also concentrated in the top 20% income cohort. So for the majority of people, that savings is already gone.
That is showing up already in the most sensitive areas of the economy.
There was a big portion during the pandemic when our counseling call volume was down.
Melinda Opperman is with Credit.org, a credit counseling service.
Now we're seeing the call volume pick up.
She says between the loss of savings plus inflation and the end of government programs, people once standing at the financial edge are slipping over it.
We're hearing from many of our clients, they're finding it harder to afford household needs. Some are starting to use their credit cards as a substitution for income, which is really worrisome.
The credit card delinquency rate is now above 2019 levels. The bigger worry is whether the rundown of extra savings is going to be a problem for the economy at large and drag down consumer spending. So far, it's not, says Oliveira at the San Francisco Fed.
That's not where we are. We haven't seen any signs of that yet.
He says extra pandemic savings are not the only thing consumers have going for them.
They could be other sources of savings, their increased wages that we have seen over the past couple of years.
But gas prices are rising, student loan repayments are coming, and having a little less of a cushion does make consumers, who account for 70% of the U.S. economy, a little more vulnerable to any surprises down the line. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.